USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With just days to go until President Trump's to make his final decision on whether to withdraw the United States from the Iranian nuclear deal, several European allies are urging him not to do it. Among them, the UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who's visiting Washington and will be meeting with President Trump to tell him that the deal should be maybe renegotiated but not scrapped.
We got to push back on what Iran is doing in the region. We've got to be tougher on Iran, and we got to fix the flaws in the deal.
Johnson speaking there on Fox News this morning. Iranian officials say they are not going to renegotiate terms of the deal. On Hawaii's Big Island, new fissures have opened up in a subdivision not far from the Kilauea volcano. Lava has already destroyed over 24 homes, and new evacuations have been ordered. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
First Lady Melania Trump will today officially announce her formal platform in the White House Rose Garden, a spokeswoman saying the First Lady's mission will focus on the well-being of children. Republican Senator John McCain reportedly says in his upcoming book, The Restless Wave, that he regrets choosing Sarah Palin to be his running mate in the 2008 presidential campaign and wishes he had instead selected former Senator Joseph Lieberman. McCain's son-in-law, Ben Dominic, saying that the senator's reflecting on many, many things while resting at his home in Arizona.
You come to the end of your life, and in his case, he's lived the life over and over again of, I think, enough for 5 or 10 different people.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. McCain still battling an aggressive form of brain cancer and said to be currently preparing his own funeral arrangements. That's to be held at Washington National Cathedral, and reports are he doesn't want President Trump to attend. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
More companies are snuffing out marijuana testing before hiring people, it appears. The tightening U.S. job market and legalization of marijuana in many states prompting many companies to now relax their drug testing policies. And as a result, some companies are dropping marijuana from pre-screening drug tests altogether. For decades, pre-employment drug testing has been a requirement at large companies, but experts say marijuana testing excludes too many potential workers at a time when companies are struggling to fill jobs. After hefty increases for gasoline over the past few months, the price per gallon is down slightly this week, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Gas prices came down over the last week, falling a half cent per gallon to $2.80 nationally. While this is a slight decrease, motorists are being reminded prices are still 50 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy has the latest figures.
Not a huge drop, but nonetheless, we stand on the cusp of perhaps dropping back under $2.80 per gallon. That's where we stand today, a drop from last week of $2.81 a gallon.
California is expected to become the first state to require solar power installations on all new homes. The California Energy Commission to take a vote on such a rule on Wednesday, and it is expected to pass. You can expect to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.